Interestingly, at that breakfast, he said that there's been a problem in recent years. There's been a decline in merchandise trade between Papua New Guinea and Australia. And he said that's because Australian businesses are having trouble accessing the PNG market. He then went on to make a speech in favour of free trade and removing barriers and saying that, you know, protectionism was the road to poverty. So a pretty clear message for the Papua New Guinea government there about putting in place more restrictions on products entering PNG from Australia. And he emphasised that Australia offers duty-free access for PNG goods going the other way. So that was something obviously trying to fly the flag on behalf of Australian businesses who want to bring more products to Papua New Guinea. He also spent a lot of the trip really focusing on the Kokoda campaign and other battles, crucial battles of World War II that were fought in 1942 in Papua New Guinea. A big part of the visit was about the past, which I suppose was going to help him avoid some of those difficult questions for the future of the Australia-Papua New Guinea relationship.
Were there any announcements about the relationship, or was this just a goodwill visit?
Goodwill visit, I think. There was no new money, no new announcements, no change to existing policies, particularly ones like the fate of the Manus Island Detention Centre. So, no, it was very much a handshake and photo opportunity type visit on the way to India, where the Prime Minister has a pretty broad agenda to really discuss economic cooperation with a very big trading partner in India. But the point he made is, you know, is that PNG is a really big trading partner and a very important market for Australian companies. So I imagine that those businesses who came along to hear him would have hoped that he achieved something in his discussions with Peter O'Neill that could see them get through what are here in PNG some pretty tough economic times.
How did this visit compare with previous Australian Prime Ministerial visits? Did Malcolm Turnbull get to spend some time with real Papua New Guineans?
No, and that's a great disappointment of this trip. He stayed in Port Moresby, and in Port Moresby, his visits were almost exclusively sort of the high-level visits, I suppose. You could say he met some people when he went out to Isarava, the memorial on the Kokoda track, where there was a crowd of people, Orokova people, waiting to meet him. But it was a very short visit, photo opportunity at the memorial, then on to Bumana War Cemetery, where he learnt about some of the notable people who were buried at the cemetery, people who'd fought particularly on the Kokoda campaign and at Isarava. And then, you know, bilateral meetings, business briefings and entrepreneurship and innovation sort of seminar where he could see some products like solar panels and things like that. And then on the plane and off to India, that you can contrast that with people like Kevin Rudd, who went to Goroka and met, you know, an enormous crowd of people, one of whom named a baby after him. Or even Tony Abbott in his most recent visit, which was in 2015, who played women's rugby league with the team here and, met some kids and went to a market and did a lot of stuff outside in Port Moresby, just a chance to meet more, you know, real Papua New Guineans. And this visit lacked all of that.
There was some controversy before he arrived. A former PNG Prime Minister, Sir Makeri Morauta, was more or less accusing this of being an attempt to shore up the Peter O'Neill government because the election campaign's about to start.
Yes, and certainly it doesn't hurt when you have, you know, a visiting leader and you're able to stand up, you know, with the flags around you and have the nice photo opportunities and do the formal welcome. And, as Papua New Guinea always rolls out the welcome mat, and particularly for Australia, you know, for whom there's a great amount of respect and affection. And I think that point was taken by a few people in the community that even if it wasn't deliberate, it certainly doesn't help. It certainly makes, you know, Peter O'Neill look good. But Malcolm Turnbull's response to that was that, you know, elections come and go and both countries are democracies and both countries have regular elections. And he said the timing of his visit is completely unrelated to any domestic political issues. Certainly distanced himself from any election debate and speculation. And his point is that, you know, well, Peter O'Neill is the incumbent Prime Minister. It doesn't matter that the elections are imminent. He's here to continue the engagement and relationship that both governments already have.
Now, just before we let you go, Eric, there was another controversy about the treatment of the local PNG media. What was all that about?
Well, as far as I can tell, Bruce, like, there was a press conference at the Bumana War Cemetery on Saturday morning. All the media were invited to the photo opportunity of Malcolm Turnbull visiting the cemetery and learning about some of the people who were buried there from the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. But afterwards, he did a doorstop, a press conference with the when the Prime Minister travels, there's always a media pack from Canberra that travel with him, and all the vision is pulled and it's all sent back to Australia. But the local journalists, and I didn't realise this at the time, were told that that was for the travelling media only. And apparently that was a sort of protocol decision. And so that they left feeling quite offended by that instruction. And I didn't realise, in fact, I had asked where they were when I was standing waiting for the Prime Minister to come. And then they told me afterwards that they had been told to go. And they had felt that that was a pretty unfair decision. Papua New Guinea is their country. They are the local media. And they were most interested to hear what Malcolm Turnbull had to say about his visit to the Kokoda Track, to Bumana War Cemetery and to PNG in general. So there was enormous disappointment from the local media. And the High Commission yesterday took that on board and spoke to the local journalists to apologise, and made sure that they were part of the press conference, the next press conference on the next day. But it was definitely an unfortunate incident on this visit.